Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I mentioned that we're going to talk to our buddy Richie Mancuso. Two things that I'm going to ask him about. Number one, the return of Mike Tyson here at 57 years of age. Against Jake Paul, and I'm sorry for the boxing purist, and Richie is, but Jake Paul right now is probably bigger, and I know he's going to fight me on this, but he's probably bigger than any real, and I hate to use the word real, boxer in the world of boxing. And then now also in the world of professional wrestling, The Rock, Dwayne, The Rock Johnson, better than ever, in my opinion, as far as the promotion is concerned for this big two-night extravaganza coming in just a matter of, what, 2-3 weeks, down in Philadelphia at Lincoln Financial Field, WrestleMania 40, the 40th anniversary of WrestleMania. I took part in WrestleMania 1, and Richie joins us here to talk about both of those events. Mr. Mancuso, how are you, my friend?
Hello, Rick. Sweet Caroline to you. That's my favorite song.
You like to, now you do know that started with the Red Sox.
Yeah, but you know, I hear it so much in boxing, especially with Tyson Fury makes an entrance, heavyweight champ. And then last night, or Friday night at the Garden, that's all I heard. They had an Irish night boxing show. Mm-hmm. It went all very well. And all you heard was Sweet Caroline, you know? So I like it.
Did you have an adult beverage in your hand when they were playing Sweet Caroline?
No, not when I'm working. Come on, I'm not like that. You know that.
All right, let's start. Look, I'm going to say it again, and I know you're going to fight me on it. Mm. But in the state where boxing is right now, Jake Paul's the biggest draw you got.
Well, without a doubt, because he's a spectacle. That's why. Mm-hmm. That's why. But proof is he a fighter? Is he real? I mean, the topic with Mike Tyson is coming up with Netflix, the deal, and all the money. It's just another spectacle. You know, his last fight 2 weeks ago in Puerto Rico, where he manhandled one round, he knocked out in one round. Mm-hmm. And then he says afterwards he's the best fighter.
You're talking about Jake Paul, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Who did he fight?
Jesus, you don't remember right now.
Tomato can?
Yeah, another guy. No, a little more experience. I forget. I got. You know, it's 2 o'clock in the morning. Forgive me, everyone, for forgetting. I'm getting older. But regardless, the point is, he said that he is the best fighter in the world. He wants quality opponents. He's going to be there. Blah 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 blah. He's the best thing for boxing. Well, you know what? Him fighting Mike Tyson is not the best thing for boxing. It's ridiculous. That doesn't progress his career. That doesn't show that he wants to fight the formidable guys in the ring to make him the best in the world. Yes, he's improved with his boxing skills. Everyone has seen that. But he still has a lot to prove before he can say he's the best in the world and show he's not all about the money, which he's doing here with this Mike Tyson spectacle of a fiasco, because that's what it is. It's not good for boxing. It's his entertainment. That's what it is. It's turning out to be a WWE type of thing. You know how I feel about it, and I can tell you more how I feel about it, but it's going to generate a lot of revenue. It's Netflix debut with boxing. It's a deal that might continue with Netflix involvement with streaming of boxing events that what you get is only streaming now on for boxing, which hurts the sport more than helping it, though it does create a lot of revenue.
You claim he's not a real boxer.
No, not yet. No. If you ask most boxing people, you're going to get two sides of the story, opposing views. One, he may be good for boxing in the respect that he helps other fighters. Case in point, he propelled Amanda Serrano to where she is. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, she suffered a corneal damage, and she could not fight in Puerto Rico, which was a big thing. Sold out. First time San Juan had a big crowd like that for boxing, Amanda Serrano, and so forth. So he's helped Amanda Serrano. He's helped many young fighters under his wing now, MVP Promotions. That's the good part. But he's not helping the sport by staging a spectacle, fighting a 58-year-old former heavyweight champion, who, by the way, is in great shape. And you can see that on his social media. He's pounding the bags hard like he's a young kid again. He's in great physical shape, but he has not been in the ring since 2007, I believe, or even before. And Mike Tyson is still, you know, this is a money gainer for him as well. And the thing is that Logan Paul, his brother, WWE United States champion, comes out and says that he approached Tyson first for the fight, and him and Jake are disagreeing on that. But as a boxing purist, as you know I am, as you said, Rick, and most boxing people will say, and even at Friday Night at the Garden, talking to people, they're just basically like saying, you know what, who's to take this seriously? Because it's just a spectacle that will make an awful lot of money again, and that's what Jake Paul's all about.
Has the sport of boxing, which, by the way, Richie, it's getting more niche and more niche and smaller, and it's streaming. It's getting more and more away from the mainstream each and every day.
Yes, it is.
2024 has not been a good year so far for the sport of boxing. It's been practically off the map.
Well, not to a boxing fan when it comes to fights every week are major. There have been major fights, not pay-per-view high caliber, but a boxing fan is getting a taste of the sport every week. And even during the week, it's happening, but you have to see it on the streaming networks, and that's what's bad about it. The only way you can see free boxing now is if you subscribe, if you have ESPN as part of your cable package with Top Rank. Other than that, you've got ESPN Plus. Now you got Netflix, you got Amazon Prime coming up at the end of the month with their debut with the PBC and a great boxing card it's going to be on pay-per-view. But here's the other thing about it. This will be pay-per-view as well with Netflix. And boxing fans are now being forced to pay for a streaming network subscription. And then on top of that, when that streaming service puts on a show like this, as the Tyson Paul one is, as the Manny, as the fight with Jaime Munguia and Canelo Alvarez, which will be on the Zone, you have to pay for the pay-per-view as well. So I don't know where these fans are getting the money to do it, but in the end, everyone is making money in boxing. So, but to go back to your original point, Rick, the sport has enough mainstream with the fans, not everywhere else. And as far as that, if a boxing fan is going to keep buying into it, that's all the promoters are concerned about. They don't care about the general public going after other sports and not catering to boxing. But in the next few months, with some bigger fights, including April 20th at Barclays Center in Brooklyn, Devin Haney and Ryan Garcia, that fight's created a lot of hype and a lot of buzz, assuming that Ryan Garcia's mentality is okay.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Okay. The novice boxing fan, as I always write about and talk about, will come out of nowhere and become an expert. And they'll buy into that fight, and then they'll move away from it. See, that's where boxing is, where it's bad. You can't retain those fans because these fans are not convinced enough that this is still a viable sport.
Are they going to wear the headgear and the big gloves? That's a rumor that was out
there. Well, to be determined, is it going to be sanctioned? Will they wear headgear? Is it an exhibition, or is it going to go on the record? My gut feeling from talking to people is it will be an exhibition and they will wear headgear. And for the sake of Mike Tyson, who took enough and hard of his hard punches over the years as a champion and Hall of Famer, he needs to wear headgear for his safety. And for the sake of Mike Tyson, as long as Jake Paul doesn't swell so much and is as good as Tyson looks in condition, you hope Mike Tyson doesn't get hurt. And that's another thing here that you have to look at, the safety of Mike Tyson. Can he handle this? I mean, with Roy Jones, when he last fought an exhibition, there really wasn't that much work involved in it to say that, you know, he was going to sustain an injury, came out of that unscathed. In fact, Roy Jones Jr. ended up getting a cut, I believe a minor cut in that fight. But that alone, Rick, is, you know, a guy like Mike Tyson, who needs money, yes, I can see why he'd go for something like this. To stay in the limelight, yes, he's still always in the limelight anyway. He trains fighters. He's good at it.
Right.
But why does he have to do this? And why does boxing have to put on such a stage spectacular that's going to be, that's all it's going to be on Netflix? It's going to be entertainment spectacular. No, I'm not for it. You knew I wasn't going to be for it. And I just hope no one gets hurt.
WrestleMania 40. I remember like it was yesterday, Richie.
Mm-hmm.
WrestleMania 1 at Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, Muhammad Ali. And he's
Muhammad
going in the Hall
Ali
of
Fame. Muhammad Ali was the guest referee.
Going in the Hall of Fame. Good
All
for
right,
that.
The, was mm-hmm. the guest referee. Liberace mm-hmm. was in the ring with the Rockettes.
Mm-hmm.
The guest ring announcer was who? Do you remember?
I think it was Billy Martin. If
Billy Martin, the manager of the New York Yankees.
Yeah,
Billy
yeah.
Martin was mm-hmm. the, they had the timekeeper. Ali was a ref, right?
He was the ref, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. yeah. Liberace was the timekeeper.
Right.
But, you know, when they introduced him, he was in the ring high-stepping with the Rockettes.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Vince McMahon.
Yeah,
all the credit cards, every loan he could possibly get.
Yeah, he took a chance, and that's his legacy. Yeah, yeah,
yeah,
yeah. So
the company that owns now both the MMA, the UCF, UFC, and WWE, but The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, is part of the board of directors, carries a lot of weight with this company. And I tell you, Ricky, he's been doing some of the best work as far as promo that I've ever seen.
Yeah, you were breaking up, Rick. I don't know if it was on my end or yours, but were you saying something?
Are we back?
Yeah.
The Rock is doing some of the best work I've ever seen lately.
Yeah, well, he's an entertainer, and he has a part of the new Endeavor TKO venture, so he's making a lot of the decisions with Triple H, and this is a natural spot for him. What's really throwing everyone off, not throwing everyone off, but what's going really great, too, is that he's getting booed all over the place. He being the All-American, you know, the guy that can't do wrong with anything, and he's always been the hero in pro wrestling, and he's getting booed everywhere. Tremendous boos. And it's selling big. This is going to turn out to be the biggest WrestleMania event of all time in Philadelphia in a few weeks.
A lot of money involved. He's doing some fantastic work. So
yeah, and I think what's going to happen, because everybody's been asking me this, and I'm not speculating. I've been hearing also that he's going to end up turning on his own family, and he'll hand Cody Rhodes the title. So they'll set up an eventual one. The Rock's going to take a hiatus after this because he's got another movie venture coming up for a few months, which will force him not to wrestle in Saudi Arabia. And what he'll do is he'll turn on his family, and he'll end up continuing and going back in the ring again, with this time with Roman Reigns. But I don't expect Reigns to have that championship after WrestleMania, though.
So that's two nights coming up in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
In early April. But it's a renaissance, Richie. You know, you got a shot. You know, if Tyson at 57, 58 is back in the limelight, and The Rock at 51 is doing some of his best work of all time, there's hope for a Mancuso return.
Huh? No, I was knocked out four times as an amateur. I'm never going to do that again. But no, Rick, it's a good point. You got two historic figures in the wrestling and boxing world who made tons of money in their careers, and The Rock continues to make a lot of money with all his other ventures as well. And so they'll continue to make money, and that's still a lasting memory that continues now with them. And of course, that generation that saw Tyson fight and that generation that saw The Rock in the ring, will go back to it. And then you have the new generational fan now that will get into it because they know those two names very well. They're predominantly in the spotlight all the time, especially The Rock. So they're known, and they're going back. And will this be the Rock's last venture? Well, no, because he's now a major part of WWE as one of the executives and stockholders of the new venture they have.
And for Tyson, and he owns basically the Spring Football League, the UFL.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he's got everything. I mean, he's everywhere except for running for president of the United States, which he might end up doing. He's young enough to do that. Who knows when? But, it's Rick, it's an interesting time in combat sports, even with the MMA. It's Nate Diaz is coming back into the picture again. This is a very, very interesting time in combat sports, especially in boxing and wrestling. And with boxing, again, it just has to straighten out its act with the streaming networks to provide some type of freebies for the fans, because it's just running up a bill. I don't know how they're doing it. But the one thing, Rick, that I will dispute with everyone who knocks the sport about big fights, that's not true. Because there are major big fights on the calendar in the next few months, and it will continually be that way. Because one thing that's happening now that hasn't happened in the past are promoters are working together to provide these major fights for the fans. And that's a good thing. And spearheading that effort a lot is Oscar De La Hoya, who has Ryan Garcia at a Golden Boy, the former champion Hall of Famer.
I will take your word for it, Richie.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, for the mainstream person, the biggest thing going today is Jake Paul against Iron Mike Tyson, baby.
What are you, the ring announcer for the event?
Where can people read what you're writing, Richie?
Oh, yes, at NewYorkSportsDay.com, among my many outlets. I'm on Twitter, Ring786, Facebook, Rich Mancuso. And they can watch me every week on my YouTube channel live, Rich Mancuso, which is all about boxing, wrestling, MMA. So that's every week on YouTube. So just subscribe to that. It's free. You don't have to pay for it. And I'll do the best I can for you.
All right. Richie, thank you for a couple minutes. Well, I'll see you soon.
Hey, keep it in the ring.
Keep it in the ring, Richie. Richie Mancuso on the Tyson fight, the return of The Rock. What'd you take from that, Rami? You know, I will argue with him from here now until the cows come home. Nobody cares. I mean, it's got to be that small boxing world, the hardcore boxing fan. Outside of that, to get to the mainstream, it's the Paul brothers. It's these spectacles. It's just not the same sport it was 30 years ago.
I'm 100% with you, and they've done so much for the sport. I think they've advanced it more than, you know, the hardcore boxing fans would like to admit.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.